Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. The Village of Tinley Park is our stop today in the Your Hometown series. A suburb of Chicago, Tinley Park is the perfect place to live, work, and raise a family. Join us as we show you why Tinley Park should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
And one of the most wonderful places in Tinley Park is Gigi's Playhouse in Tinley Park. If you're not familiar with Gigi's Playhouse, well, then I'm going to introduce you to somebody that can turn you on to some details. I hope you know of it because it's not just Chicago. It's not our burbs. It's not just nationwide. It is everywhere now. And Beth Kazmierczyk is with us. Beth, did you know about Gigi's Playhouse before your daughter was born?
So actually I didn't, and I was lucky enough after my daughter was born that my OB knew about Gigi's, and we were able to find such an amazing place for her to grow up.
Well, explain to everybody what Gigi's is all about.
Yeah, so Gigi's is a network of brick-and-mortar Down Syndrome Achievement Centers, and there are 60 established and startup locations across the nation. We also have one in Mexico. And with our virtual playhouse, we're in 87 different countries now. And Gigi's offers free therapeutic and educational-based programming, also career development programming for individuals with Down syndrome and their families. So it's an amazing place that offers life-changing programs.
It really is. It is a fantastic place. I've been aware of Gigi's for quite some time, and I love that it just gets bigger and bigger. And what's interesting about Beth Kazmierczyk, who is on the phone with us, is that her daughter got an at-birth diagnosis of Down syndrome. And right away, her OBGYN told her about Gigi's Playhouse. And if you know of anyone who is unaware of it, we suggest that you tell them. And Beth became such a fan of Gigi's Playhouse that she was honored and humbled to ask to be the next site coordinator there. She is now the Eastern Regional Specialist at Gigi's Playhouse. And you can always Google Gigi's and find out more, because what they offer is nothing short of amazing. Hey, are you back with us, Beth?
I am back, yes.
Okay, good. Good. And so you got involved for the sake of your daughter, and now you're so involved that you're a big part of the organization. And for people who aren't aware that might know of someone with Down syndrome or someone who maybe just got a diagnosis, how do they reach out to Gigi's? How do they become a part of it?
Yeah, so locally, if you're local to the Southwest suburbs, you can visit our website. It's ggsplayhouse.org/Tinley Park. We're also on social media, so Facebook at Gigi's Playhouse Tinley Park, and we're also on Instagram. And then if you're not local to Tinley Park, or you know someone who is not local, website at ggsplayhouse.org, and there is a tab to look at all of the different locations across the nation.
And last week, wasn't March 21st, it was National Down Syndrome Day?
Yes, ma'am. It was World Down Syndrome Day, so everyone was rocking their socks, and Tinley had a carnival that had almost over 200 people attend, and there was carnival games, and it was just a great day to come out and, you know, celebrate our differences and promote acceptance.
Our focus is on Tinley Park today. It's our Your Hometown series, and we'd like to introduce you to people from Tinley. In this situation, it's about an organization that does so much good for not only people who've been identified as having Down syndrome, but also their family, their support, their loved ones. And it's just a fun, bright, up-tempo place. And is it true that somehow your daughter, Nora, ended up in Times Square?
Yeah, so we were actually on WGN at night. We were interviewed live. Her photo was in Times Square this past September. The National Down Syndrome Society does every year. They kick off their buddy walk and they do a big slideshow in Times Square. And she was picked, her photo was picked out of like 2,000 applicants. So she got to be in Times Square and everybody got to see her cute smiling face.
She must have been over the moon about that.
Yeah, she was very excited, and she was a big ham on WGMI. So
that's always fun. And what else would you like to say about the people of Tinley Park? Since you're a resident there, you're part of an organization that offers so much to so many, you know, kids, students, adults. What can you say about Tinley Park, since that's the town we're focusing on today?
Yeah, I will say that the biggest, the nicest thing about being in Tinley Park is that we receive a lot of community support, and we couldn't do what we do without the support of the community. So we're very, very grateful to be in Tinley Park, and we're grateful for the businesses, the organizations, the schools, the entire, you know, the entire town for supporting GGs and what we do. We, like I said, we can't do what we do without the community, and that's a big part of what we do.
Absolutely. And your next big fundraiser, is it GG Fit? Is it the 5K donut run?
Yes, ma'am. So that's coming up on June 3rd. It's going to be out at Midlothian Meadows. Last year, we had over 800 people register for the event, and there we raised about $80,000. We're halfway there right now. So if you're interested in supporting that event or registering to come out, and there's a 5K run walk, a 1 mile inspirational walk, and then we also do a kids dash. You can visit our website at ggsplayhouse.org/Tinley Park and visit the events tab, and you can check out all the information on that. We would love to see you out there and celebrate with you.
Thanks for joining us, Beth. Have a great night.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.